Chapter 9. Pragmatic Projects. As your project gets underway, we need to move away from issues of individual philosophy and coding to talk about larger, project-sized issues. We aren't going to go into specifics of project management, but we will talk about a handful of critical areas that can make or break any project. As soon as you have more than one person working on a project, you need to establish some ground rules and delegate parts of the project accordingly. In Pragmatic Teams, we'll show how to do this while honoring the pragmatic philosophy. The purpose of a software development method is to help people work together. Are you and your team doing what works well for you, or are you only investing in the trivial surface artifacts and not getting the real benefits you deserve? We'll see why coconuts don't cut it and offer the true secret to success. And of course, none of that matters if you can't deliver software consistently and reliably. That's the basis of the magic trio of version control, testing, and automation, the Pragmatic Starter Kit. Ultimately, though, success is in the eye of the beholder, the sponsor of the project. The perception of success is what counts, and in Delight Your Users, we'll show you how to delight every project sponsor. The last tip in the book is a direct consequence of all the rest. In Pride and Prejudice, we ask you to sign your work and to take pride in what you do.